it kind of runs into what Mac and I heard last night, and from two separate places, that it's all but dead.
Yeah.
That it's going to be difficult for the league to pull this off. And I'll go one step further. I talked to someone last night that told me that the moment the Phoenix Coyotes are eliminated, they will announce that that they'll move to Winnipeg next season.
That's what I was told last night too. That it is dead. And obviously the league. We haven't talked to the league, but it I was just told last night that it's not going to fly, and they are going to Winnipeg. So it's interesting
for next year.
Yeah,
for next season.
So I suspect the league will deny it later today.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
So we'll see.
Well, it whatever they keep denying, whatever they say, whatever spin they want to put on it, I think it's crystal clear that they are running out of time. They're running out of time. The bonds, what did you hear about the bonds?
Actually, I heard last night that the league considered buying the bonds, buying 50% of them, which was kind of bizarre, but that the league had even looked at buying 50% of the bonds.
Boy, that's putting...
So I shouldn't even, you know...
Good
I mean,
money after bad.
This is just sort of, hearsay last night, so it's not confirmed from the league or anything.
And if it does end up in court, if it does end up in court by the Goldwater Institute, and... they win.
Goldwater wins.
If Goldwater wins, then the bonds are no good.
Yeah, right? I don't know the legality at all of it.
There's a chance that you might lose that.
That's what Channing told me a couple of weeks ago. But then you're out $100 million.
Yeah. I don't know the legalities of it like that. I just, I'm, as they say on PEI, I'm not saying it's the truth. I'm just telling you what I heard.